Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On this week's episode, we're back on our geography bullshit.
We kind of talk about theme parks.
And we find out what made Bob the drag queen say this.
I don't know. I'm not trying to take down Judy Garland, I swear. And we find out what made Monet say this.
If there's something going down and I'm Mickey, bitch, I'm taking my fucking head off. What you gonna do, fire me?
How much of this can you do?
What?
Let's see how far you can go until we are out of sync. You ready?
Okay.
You're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. You done fucked around and fucked my motherfucking man and had two motherfucking children. And one of them's a goddamn animal and run around looking crazy as a motherfucker. Bitch. You know what, bitch? I think you're trying me. I think you're really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. You can bring that white bitch up to my house. I don't loop back.
Yeah, it's one of those monologues. I have a number.
If I play it with
if I do it with my number or through the thing, I can do it.
You're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit.
Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. Monique.
Did you watch that movie in theaters?
No.
Precious. We're talking about Precious to anyone who's at home.
I did not watch it in theaters. I watched it on TV. Maybe I got it on iTunes movies or something, but I didn't watch it in the movies.
I rushed to the theater. I was living in New York City at the time, and I went all the way to Long Island to watch this movie.
Why?
Because you could not get a ticket to it in the city.
You couldn't get a ticket to it?
They're all sold out or whatever for some reason.
Really? Even like the craziest times, like a Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock?
I don't know why. Honestly,
It was also in select theaters too. It wasn't in all theaters.
That was what it was. It was select theaters. I think there may have been an early release, and it was in this one theater in Long Island. Like, see, I'm tapping you. You say you used to hit you?
Yeah. That's going too far.
Taking the note.
You're too far to poke me.
I think that's what it was. It was only in select theaters, and I went all the way up to Long Island to fucking watch this movie.
Did you enjoy it in theaters?
Yeah. I mean, it is a really fucking good movie. Precious is like the new A Color Purple. It has that vibe. It has that energy. It has that, like, it's not as campy. There are some campy moments in.
Oh, for sure. When she has that, like, scene when she's like.
When she's a singer?
Yeah, the dream sequence. Yeah.
You know what movie I tried to watch, but I didn't finish it?
What?
What was that movie where that it's like a fat white girl and she's a rapper? Her name was like Patty or something. Can you look it up, Jacob? Her name was like, it's like this big, and not Brigitte Nielsen. Who was the woman? Anyway,
Charlize Theron.
No, she's like this big white lady who sings really dirty songs. She's doing it at Joe's Pub. It was like a big part of her. Patty Cakes. I was like, I got to see this movie.
The name of the movie is Patty Cakes?
The name of the movie is Patty Cakes. The one who plays her mom. What's her name? Bridget Everett plays her mom. And she's just like, it's a story about like a fat white girl.
Is it a new movie?
It's not new. Not now.
Like in the past 5 years? Oh, yeah. It's pretty new. In terms of like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like in theaters right now.
Got it.
Wasn't great.
And was it, did it star the girl from Bridesmaids? The one, the
Melissa McCarthy?
No, not Melissa, maybe not Bridesmaids.
This woman was not in Bridesmaids, to my knowledge.
I forget her name. The Australian actress. She always says like the big girl is a movie. She's always like funny.
Rebel Wilson. No, it's not. It's not a comedy.
Oh,
it's this white girl and this like Asian guy, South Asian guy, who are like getting together and like and she's like becoming a rapper in New Jersey.
Do you know a lot of people don't know that Russia is in Asia?
Not all of Russia.
Well, a big part of Russia is in Asia, and they're always like, but it's not. I'm like. But a big part of it is Asia.
A lot of people don't know that Dubai is in Asia.
Right. A lot of people don't know that India is Asia.
Well, I think everyone knows India is Asia.
A lot of people don't. They think India and they think Middle East.
I mean, a lot of the Middle East is in Asia.
Right. Afghanistan.
But not all of the Middle East.
I don't know all of it, but a lot
like
of
Egypt
it is.
Egypt is technically in the Middle East, but it's in Africa.
Yeah, Egypt is in Africa, yeah.
Yeah.
Geography, man. Geography would be fucking niggas up.
Well, someone did not realize that the Midwest does not refer to it being in the Middle West part of America. It's the Middle Western Hemisphere of the globe.
Is that really?
The Midwest is on the East Coast, one day. On the East Coast, but it's on the East side of America.
I thought that...
But it's in the Middle West part of the globe. But it's on the East side of America.
The Midwest starts is Ohio considered
like Chicago?
Is Ohio considered the Midwest?
I think parts of Chicago, Ohio are probably the Midwest, but like the Dakotas. Well, Dakota is actually more right in the middle.
Yeah, I would in my mind the Midwest starts like what's the state after Ohio to the left of Ohio?
To the left. I don't know.
Yeah,
and you mean to the west?
It's to the west, but you mean to the left? Yeah,
depending on which way you're facing.
Right. If you're looking at the map of the country, yeah. Like New York, Indiana, it's in my mind. Bitch, do you think you can accurately point out the geography of the middle of the country? It's very. I'm
if
like.
If you have a map with
no, without a map, right here, right now.
Point. What do you mean? Point to what? Like
no, I point to like. Could you like point like point it out? Like could you? Could you?
So what I'm saying is, if you have a map with no names on it and you point to a state, I could probably tell you what state that is.
No, we don't have a map. You and I sitting right here. Can you like name like in the correct or like how we were just trying to figure out what's left?
No, I've already failed. I didn't tell you what's next to Ohio. So I've already failed the mission.
Look, okay, let's play. Let's see if you can get it. Jacob will tell us.
I've already got it wrong.
Okay, but Jacob will tell us. What do you know? What's left of Indiana?
Wyoming.
I'm gonna say Chicago.
It's not a state.
Illinois.
Chicago is to the west of
Ohio.
Chicago is
yes, it's west, but
no. Chicago is east of Ohio. Chicago is east of Ohio.
Chicago is not east of Ohio.
Illinois, I think, is east of Ohio.
Illinois, okay. You know, well, for y'all looking, Illinois is here. Ohio is like here, babe.
Is it, bitch? I don't fucking know. Jacob's not answering any. I would say Jacob's just sitting there not answering a goddamn question.
Okay, so let's say we have Seattle over here. Do you know?
I told you I don't know. Why are you gagging? I said I don't know. It's like I can't spell. I do not know.
Okay, so you have Seattle here.
Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Do you know what's it to the east of Seattle? I mean, of Washington?
East of Washington?
I'm going to say Montana.
Oregon?
No, Oregon is south.
I don't know. I'm going to take a, I do
okay,
not know.
Okay, we're just playing a game.
No, we're playing, but you're telling me I don't know the answer.
Sometimes we play games, I don't know, I just guess, and I play the game.
I am guessing. I've already guessed.
But every time you guess, I don't know! We're like, okay.
But I'm literally just like throwing, I have no clue. I think it's Oregon.
I think it's Montana.
It's Idaho.
Oh.
Montana is right after that.
Got it. Work.
You will slam this table.
Let's do one more. So there's New Mexico. So, yeah. Do you know what state is east of New Mexico?
Texas.
I'm going to say Arizona.
Well, there's probably more than one state that touches it, but I'm pretty sure right over is Texas.
I think the direct bordering state is Arizona and
then
Texas.
They probably both border it. I imagine that Texas is on the southern border and Arizona is on the northeast border.
I don't agree with that. I think we have Los Angeles, New Mexico. No, Los Angeles, Arizona, New Mexico. Yeah, I think you're right. It is Texas. What's down there? New Mexico, Arizona. What the fuck is down there?
Wyoming?
No, Wyoming's north, more north. I'm gonna guess and say in the south. west of the country. I'm going to say that's, bitch, I couldn't.
I don't know. I know I've said it downtown. I literally don't know.
Jake, what is it? What song does
Marty? I'll make a man out of you? That Jake? Is the one. Yeah, she does it all the time.
I don't know. What is it? Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the wind comes
sleeping. I knew her mostly for performing I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan.
I don't know. I've never been to a show. So
sung
I couldn't
by
tell you.
Donny Osmond.
I couldn't tell you what Marty did.
You know that Jackie Chan sang shows. The...
sure did.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan is a great guy.
Insanely talented.
I know. You let us know many times on the
I
podcast.
Really like Jackie. Jackie Chan went to school for opera, which I've probably said before,
mm-hmm.
And is a world-famous martial artist and actor. Growing up, I was a very big Jackie Chan fan. I was actually really hurt when Jet Li became so popular. Because I felt like it was a direct jab at Jackie Chan. By the way, Jet Li, I mean,
it's like the world can have two very successful Asian martial arts fighters. They're like, which one?
I was the kid, really. Like, it's like Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC. I was like, I don't like this. Like, my mind was like, the fact that Jet Li's getting more popular, I feel like Jackie Chan's getting less work. But also, Jet Li ended up getting sick.
Yeah. Do you know what you need to watch? This is the 90s.
Now who's spoken?
This is the 90s on Netflix. When they talk about boy bands and they talk about Boyz II Men, and I don't know how I did not see it in my brain. Maybe I was too young. I didn't realize that 98 Degrees was a direct. They were like a direct copycat of Boyz II Men. They like took on like their urbanisms and they basically like the label pushed them to be like the white Boyz II Men.
I didn't realize 98 Degrees. I don't think I can. Even
I didn't either.
Single 98 Degrees. So that's why I didn't recognize.
I can't either. But they were like one of the popular ones. I mean, they weren't as successful, obviously, as Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. But when the label, when they saw how popular that Boyz II Men were, that they were fucking crushing it, turning it. They were literally.
Well,
everything.
They also weren't of the same time. Boyz II Men was way before 98 Degrees.
Yeah, but Boyz II Men was like 92, like 91 through like 95, 96, and that was when 98 Degrees started, like 97. So
really?
The label started.
Like
grooming them.
2000s.
No, they were like they started doing stuff like 97. They faded out like 2000s.
I guess I was more into NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and Boyz II Men. If all the boy bands I knew plus the Temptations, I think outside of those four groups, I don't know anything about
O-Town. Remember O-Town? You probably don't. You are the
one
star
of that dreadlocks.
The one
that was like white guy with dreadlocks.
Liquid Dreams.
I only know because they had a reality show on MTV.
Yep.
And I was really into MTV's reality TV shows.
Do you remember Pop Star on MTV? That's when Nicole Scherzinger got popular. Eden's Crush. Get over yourself. Goodbye.
That
goodbye.
I did not see. But I was really into a show called Together.
I don't know that one.
Together was a mockumentary style reality TV show about a boy band but they would sing songs like The Hardest Part of Breaking Up is Getting Back Your Stuff. And they sang
Together Forever. No,
they sang You. Plus sign, me, equal sign.
I remember that.
Us.
I remember that video.
Yeah. And one of them was like 40 years old and had braces.
Do you know how I know that? Because Holly Day.
That was a little scandalous. So.
Holly Day, that was when Queen, we would do the boy band Queen cast show. We used to always close with that sign. It was like two plus sign.
No, it was you.
You
plus sign, me equal sign. Us.
Yeah.
And I was really into them. I thought they were really funny. And they had all the archetypes. There was like the older guy who was like 40 and bald, but he had braces to look young. There was there was the really hot one. There was the one who was probably gay. And there was the one who was really cute. His name was QT. Literally QT.
Uh-huh.
And then he had like a terminal illness that he was going to die from. But the actor actually did.
Oh, God.
And he did die.
There was another girl group. Remember, there were GRL, girl. There was such a great girl group. And one of them, she committed suicide. It was really dark. Because they were such a good girl group.
We were on the dark side of groups now.
I know. Let's light it up. Make it the band.
I would say a lot of group. Temptations had a suicide as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think... Especially,
I don't think it's a group thing. I think it's entertainment and mental
health. Right,
mental
entertainment. Illness. And looking back at Britney Spears.
I think being famous really exacerbates mental illness problems.
Oh, for sure. Especially look at Britney. And like, it's just that constant, like who knows what the labels were. Back then, the labels were telling bitches that you need to not eat. you need to lose 20 pounds tomorrow. It's your fault. Like, who knows what these people were going through?
A lot of people say, like, my label forced me to. What does that mean?
They're probably like, we're going to kick you out of the group if you don't lose 20 pounds.
But, like, what about, like, solo artists? They're like, my label forced me to blank, blank, blank. Like, someone came into our comments, was like, just so you guys know, the label forced Pink to make a black person album. She did not want to do that. And I'm like, that just seems like a really easy scapegoat. Like, it wasn't her, but it was the label.
I think that in music and stuff like that, I think that there is a part of it where, yes, of course, you can choose whatever you want. If they were like, you have to do this or we won't, like, or sure, she can choose to walk away. But I think there's a lot, it's more nuanced and it's probably more complicated than just choose to walk away. You probably sign a deal that if you don't execute the terms of your contract, then you owe the label $1 million. Who knows, like, what there is?
Yeah, I'm also just wondering how much of that is true and how much people are just saying, like I commented a while back that Judy Garland did blackface.
Yeah.
And everyone could be like, they made her do blackface. Well, Judy, like, I think you don't know that.
Judy's a, well, I don't know how they know that, but I mean, did you watch the Judy movie with Renee Zellweger?
I need to watch that.
So
I heard she was really brilliant.
So brilliant. And I it opened my eyes to a lot of the things back then, how film and TV went back then. Like, she was just a body, and they would shove pills on her mouth, and they would shove things up her nose and just make her do these things.
I wonder how much of that, I was not there, clearly. I'm way too young. But I also wonder how much of that is true. And how much of that is just, it helps the movie, because you're making a movie where Judy Garland is a protagonist. She can't give herself pills. Someone has to be giving her pills. Or she can't be doing coke herself. Someone has to be giving her cocaine. So I just wonder, I don't know. I'm not trying to take down Judy Garland, I swear.
Yeah. I mean, they're also going off of reports of what people said that they saw with their own eyes. You know what I mean? With any like biopic or any memoir or whatever, how do we know what's true and what's not?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? And it's easier to attach the guilt or the blame to a nameless person or a faceless thing like the label, the network, the studio. But it's not a person. So it's like the studio. We should probably talk more about this when we get back.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back-
I was watching my poor niece eat
literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were over eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they served millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we know with the Judy Garland thing, one thing with the blackface thing, it's like I always struggle with that in terms of how do we deal with that? Because obviously then in the 40s and in the 50s, blackface was like, it was common practice. People did it pretty often. So it's like, for example, we talked about this before, like what if in like 20 years, drag is whatever. And we're like, do you remember Bob the Dragon used to do drag? Well, we can't cancel him anymore because, is it dead?
Yeah, I was gonna look at my notes. I mean, I've done blackface before.
Yeah,
you've done blackface before.
But you're a black person.
I know. I mean, there are some people. There are still ramifications, I think, for black people doing blackface too, depending on who it is, and how they're received and their audience. I mean,
with the N-word too. I'm like, if you, who knows?
I mean, Spike Lee made a movie about with blackface characters in it, and a lot of people say that it really negatively impacted his career. He did Bamboozled.
Yeah, but I mean, did it though? Spike Lee is one of the most celebrated directors, not even black directors ever.
No, he is, but he did. I do think that he had a negative impact on his career. Just like Monique is one of the most celebrated comedians of all time, but I do think that she's had a negative impact on her career because of some stuff that's happened with her.
Sure, but I feel like Monique, maybe she's like just recovering. I feel like, I mean, again, I don't know. I was like a fucking fetus and for Spike Lee.
She seems pretty clear. I mean, from her perspective, she seems pretty clear that Netflix, at one point her and Steve Harvey got into it on his show.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it.
I would like to see it. That's one of my favorite. I would like to see it. But
do you watch her TikTok? Her TikTok is great.
Monique's
TikTok.
Mostly when I see her on Instagram, she's always working out
and dancing. She has this whole dance on TikTok. I don't know. She does all the dancing. It's great to see Monique doing this thing.
I see her doing workouts with her trainer.
Yeah,
in her living room.
Yeah, yeah. But is this gonna be the one about black film part two?
We can talk about our topic now, or does it feel odd to shift?
No, let's shift. Mood Shift. Do you know the group Mood Shift?
No.
Okay.
I told you, I listed all the boy bands I know.
No, this is not boy band. It's just a group.
I also feel like the girl groups I know are Destiny's Child, The Supremes, In Vogue.
702, Black.
I kind of know Black because they're from Atlanta, I think.
702.
I think I might know 702, Escape. Maybe. Who? Escape. SWV. I know a few songs by SWV and a few songs by Escape.
Sure.
What's our theme?
Theme parks.
Get it? My transition was our theme. Parks.
Work. Theme parks. I recently was at a theme park. So the last time I was at a
theme park?
I went to Six Flags. They had.
I don't know if I was allowed to ask.
They had.
Secretive.
It was. I know I went. It was a Six Flags Gay on the Mountain. It was like their gay night, whatever. And it was cute. But the weird thing is that.
Which Six Flags? You got to be more specific.
There's I went to 40. Six Flags in. I think it's Six Flags Magic Mountain here in Los Angeles. And it was their gay night. Every Six Flags and Disney, they all do a gay night. I didn't realize this until like recently. Like, they all do like just one gay night where, but I guess you don't have to be gay to go. You just go.
Are they going to confirm gayness?
Yeah, well, I mean, to get
it's not like a gay bar. You don't have to be gay to go to a gay bar.
To get in, the only thing I just sucked a little dick, and it was
just the
smallest a little bit. Just a little bit of dick.
Sucked a little dick or a little bit of dicks. Small amount of dick.
A little bit of dicks.
Got it.
And yeah, it was their gay night. It was fun, but the weird thing is that they closed some of the rides, so not all of them were even available, which is very annoying.
I imagine they probably closed it because if they're doing a gay night, they probably have less business that night. Mm-hmm. And if they're doing a gay night, they're probably trying to grab some pink dollars in a slow season when it's normally slow. So they'll be like, let's just do a gay night to get more people in because it's slow during this time.
But what would make more sense is to have some of the popular rides open. Like some of the popular ones were closed. It's like the ones that people have come to Six Flags to go on. It's like, bitch.
Maybe they're like too expensive to run.
Maybe it doesn't make any sense. This was end of September, September 29th.
30th. Yeah, I think it's a slow season for theme parks right before Halloween because then it gets really busy again in October. I grew up going to Six Flags Over Georgia.
That's what the man. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, yes, dun, dun, dun. I don't think it's just Georgia. You had it. Y'all didn't have it in New York.
I don't remember seeing it. I lived in Atlanta at the time when that was popular.
So I assumed that all Six Flags had the dancing guy.
I'm sure they did, but I associated with Atlanta. That's where I lived.
Yeah, I went to Six Flags Over Georgia growing up. It was very popular to get season passes. If you got a season pass, you were really that bitch.
It's a standing lines though, bitch. Flash pass only.
We didn't all grow up rich.
Some
of us had to stand in lines.
That's your fault.
You're right. It was my fault as a child not being rich. So I stood in lines.
Sorry about it.
And I also remember that I have this vivid memory of being at Six Flags waiting in the Batman line for the Batman ride. I was with this guy that's like a friend of mine, and this song came on. And I was like, oh my God, I love this song. I don't know what it is about this song. I just love this song. It's so good. And then I got in the car that day, and I was like, Mom, it was a song. It was amazing. It's like, what is it? It was like,
wait, did you go to Six Flags by just you and Justin went?
It was me and my friend. My mom would drop us off.
How old were you at this point?
Seventh, eighth grade.
Going to Six Flags by yourself?
You used to go suck dick at 12. I don't want
to
hear
about it. I was going to and from school, though.
I don't want to hear about it from school.
My mom wasn't dropping me at seven, that's 12 years old. That's like a scary place for a 12-year-old to be by himself. You don't think?
Yeah, Glory Hole is too.
Yeah, but she didn't know I was going there. My mom was not, contrary to popular belief, she would not drop me off at the Glory Hole.
The chauffeur dropped you off there.
Yes. And he'll pick me up promptly at 9 p.m.
We're not here to drag Martha Caldwell's parents in. but my mom used to drop me off at the Six Flags. So my mom would give us like $20 or $40. And then it was actually 20. I said 40 to
only 20?
It was literally only $20. but it was back in 1999. Right.
So bitch, you could have the whole damn meal.
And my mom would drop us off like in the morning and pick us up like at night. And we would spend the entire day by ourselves at Six Flags. I remember I had this friend named Bam Bam. Oh, I never told you. So my mom got in the car and I was like, Mom, I heard this song. I'm just obsessed with it. And she goes, what is that? It was like, do you believe in life after love?
She's like, yo, girl.
And I think that's the thing. She was like, yo, so I used to go with this friend named Bam Bam. Bam Bam was very, very short. We were in
Bam Bam like Flintstones.
Yes, like Flintstones. Bam Bam was very short. Like he looked like he was probably in fifth grade.
And you're like maybe this tall.
I've been 6'2" since I was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So Bam Bam would run through the line yelling, Mommy, Mommy, Mom, Mommy. I'm looking for like just going cutting through people. And then I would follow him going, has anyone seen my brother? Has anyone seen my brother? Where's my
Bam? You're a fucking always been a con.
And then we would get to the front of the line and then we would just
You've always been a con. You are so fucking sneaky.
I felt bad doing it. So Bam Bam
did you?
Bam Bam always wanted to do it. And I was like, Bam Bam, we can't like this is so shady. But Bam Bam was like, I'm doing it.
I want to hear from Bam Bam because now Bob is like, I literally wanted to have nothing. It was all his idea. I wanted to have nothing to do with it, but you was benefiting off of it.
Well, we will not be hearing from Bam Bam. But yeah, that was I did it like once or twice, but then Bam Bam always wanted to do it. I was like, Bam Bam, this is so shady. And then we would also go to this one space where you would get splat. Like there's this like canoe would come down. Mm-hmm. And then I think every theme park has one of these. And then you stand on a bridge and you just get completely soaked. And I always wanted to do that. Every time. It was like the first thing I wanted to do. But then you walk around all day with just wet clothes.
Wet. I recently went to Disney with Pixie Aventura. And I'm not a big, you're not a big Disney gay either. I'm not a big Disney gay.
I like Disney stuff, but I'm not a Disney gay.
It is not like.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, it's a community of people who, the gays, they love Disney. Like a lot, Sadie Pines.
Todrick.
And Todrick and Michael Brambilla, they like Raven Martin, her part, Raven's partner, they like have season passes and they go like multiple times a week to go to Disney. But I was like, how? What are y'all doing there? And they're like, well, it's different. Like, we don't go on the rides. We'll like go to have dinner and we'll go to like get on one thing. Like
driving all the way to Anaheim for dinner, for expensive ass dinner.
They love Disney.
I am not a theme park gay. I do not go to a lot of theme parks. The last time I went to a theme park was with Luis. We went to Universal.
In LA?
We went to both. We went to Florida and LA. I don't remember which one was last. But
Universal LA is trash. I'm sorry.
I mean, I thought it was nice.
Compared
but...
to Orlando Universal, bitch. Orlando Universal is the fucking lit.
I mean, it's small. I don't think it was trash. It's just small.
The rides, they can't do as good as they can't do as good of rides as well as Orlando, for sure.
I mean, I'm not a connoisseur, and I'm not. It's kind of like coffee. I can't tell bad coffee from good coffee. When someone's like, this coffee's bad, I'm like, this just tastes like coffee to me.
Yeah, that's like me with liquor. All light liquor and all dark liquor taste the same to me. Yeah. Like vodka and tequila.
Like
they make me feel different, but they taste the same.
What if it's a gold tequila?
Tequila gold tastes the same as tequila blanco to me.
No, that tastes, but you think tequila and vodka
for sure. They taste the same. They make me feel better. Like tequila, I don't get hangovers. Tequila.
You mean the way you feel, but you think taste the same?
They taste the same on my tongue. They taste the same to me.
And rum.
Rum, like rum, bourbon, scotch, whiskey, they all taste the same to me.
Well, rum comes in like brown and clear.
Right. I'm saying so
the clear rum tastes like vodka.
Yeah, all the clears taste the same to me. All the browns taste the same to me.
That is
again, they make me feel differently, and I feel different effects from them.
If you put the liquors in front of me, and I smell them, I can tell you what's what.
Really?
Without a shot.
We can try this on the podcast one day.
It will be so easy. I'll be like, vodka, tequila, rum.
Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Jacob's going to do it. And I'm not drinking this month, so I won't drink it.
Me either.
Says you, everybody. But I can't really drink it tonight. I can't tell you. But if I was to do,
I mean, I'm sure whatever Jacob's bringing in here, he knows what it is.
No, I'm saying, but
we're not wringing it out of a. Oh, but you're
going
by taste.
I'm going by taste.
Just drink it.
No.
Just drink water.
Okay, you know what? I'll drink it. Can we split it? You go first, and I'll do the second half.
Work. And then we do a little bit of crack after that.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, part of me feels bad because I do want to talk about theme parks, but I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of experience.
But what are the questions? Did we look at the questions?
Have you seen the documentary Action Park?
No.
Class Action Park?
No.
Okay, you don't know about Class Action Park? Bitch.
I know about Ivy Park.
Okay, Action Park was in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And it was this like park where this guy would do these crazy, crazy rides. And the ride was just like wild, complete like bananas, bunkers, all this crazy stuff. But then people were kept dying at the park.
So he made up his own theme park in New Jersey.
But he couldn't get insurance. So he ended up starting his own insurance company.
That is crazy.
And then people were dying, like a lot of people died at this park.
Sidebar, your little friend, Beth, whatever, the one in not Culver City. What's the tech place? The big Silicon Valley? The one you brought up on the podcast who like made some machine that tests whatever.
She's not my friend.
She's not your friend.
Yeah, her name is the one from the scammer.
Beth Goldstein.
The scammer. I don't forget her name. She has the crazy
Elizabeth Holmes.
Fucked up hair. Yeah, what about her?
The bitch is it's like getting wild now. Like this, I started listening to this podcast all about it. Bitch, why are you breathing so heavy?
Because it's water.
This nigga about to inhale. You about to inhale the booze.
That's literally water. That's tequila. Water and tequila.
Bitch, I thought this was. If you told me it was a vodka, I'd be like, okay.
So tequila smells buttery. Tequila smells a little bit like butter. Smell it. Tell me there's not a little buttery there. And the more expensive it is, especially if it's a gold, it has
butter?
It has like a buttery smell to it.
I don't smell butter.
Why'd you do water?
Because y'all don't have liquor here.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Can you tell the difference between different wines?
Kind I mean, not really.
Jacob,
I mean,
I got to drink all of it.
There's sweeter wines, like a rosé is a little bit sweeter than a dry, like a Chardonnay is a little more dry than a rosé. There's Merlots, you know. I know what wines are red. Like if I name a wine, will you know if it's red?
Yeah, like Cabernet is a red wine.
How about Merlot?
Merlot is a red wine.
How about a Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc is white wine.
Because it got a Blanc in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Class Action Beam Parks.
So Class Action Park is a documentary about this, the insanity of like this place where people are getting like electrocuted in the swimming pools. People were like, they would send mannequins on these things. They would come back completely decapitated. There was this one, I don't know, like.
Oh my God.
Spoiler alert.
This is
your spoiler alert. I'm going to give you 5 seconds to fuck off now.
It's on
HBO. There was this one like a water slide where you would like loop around. Like you would go through the slide, but you would like end up doing a full circle. But the way it would happen is people would just like, you would loop around and then people's faces were hitting the loop and they would come out like nose is broken. So instead of like,
oh my God,
instead of redesigning it, they just put padding in it. So when you ground, you would hit the padding, but people would have their mouth open. There were teeth in.
No, they were not.
Monet watched the documentary.
Class Action Park.
It's about Action Park.
That is crazy.
Yes.
And what happened to him?
It got shut down.
It happened to him.
Then they reopened it.
So he didn't go to jail when it got shut down?
I don't remember. I watch a lot of documentaries.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite ride that you ever been on in the theme park?
There's a roller coaster called Rocket at Universal Studios.
Yes, with the music.
Yeah, and it plays music. And I always
listen, what is good?
I always listen to Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas.
I don't remember.
You don't know Pump It?
I mean, I know Pump It. I don't remember what I listen to.
So as you're going down, it's like, just like
yeah, that one is a good one. It's a really good one.
Yeah, Rocket is everything.
My favorite one is King the Ka at the universe. Six Flags New Jersey. It's wild, bitch. There is a new.
What does it do? What's so great about it?
It just goes really high. I think it's the highest roller coaster in America. It's crazy. It's like, bitch, you are kissing God. It's insane. What is I saying? Oh, there's this new Wonder Woman. Bob, when I tell you this Wonder Woman ride, I would never. So it is, you know.
Where is it at?
They have it. It's King the Kong. It's the highest roller coaster in America.
You're literally vertically falling down.
Bob, it's insane.
So you're just on your back.
Maybe looking, put a picture, put the image of it.
You're on your back looking directly at the sky.
Vertical. You're a vertical. Yes. You are perpendicular to the ground.
Couldn't be me. Would never be me.
You want to do that?
No. I used to be terrified of roller coasters.
But you would go every for 8 hours, 12 hours a day?
I wasn't doing all the roller coasters. So I used to be really, really terrified of roller coasters. I would go to Six Flags for like the small rides, the entertainment, that kind of stuff. And then one day, one of my friends convinced me to get on one of the roller coasters. And I was like, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
We had one in Atlanta called Acrophobia. Acrophobia was a free fall roller. It wasn't roller. It was just like, just a tube but the people would sit in a circle around this.
No.
This pillar, like a tower.
I did that one at Universal.
And everyone's in a circle around and it just goes up and then it just drops. It was called Acrophobia.
My stomach is in my fucking throat.
And I did not do that one. I would only do the roller coasters. And I only do roller coasters that do this.
Isn't Rocket does this?
The Rocket does this.
It does?
For sure. This no, and Bob, those of you join the Patreon, you can see the video.
Bob, okay, they have the bars to secure you in.
This is me and my life and my rules. You can get on any roller coaster you want. You're crazy. I probably rode the fucking cyclone at fucking Coney Island.
I've never been to Coney Island. As a New Yorker, isn't that crazy? I've never been to. Let's take a break. I'll tell you why.
Yeah. Why have you never been to Coney Island?
So it all started when Beyonce was filming EXO, and then she had invited me to come be in the video, and then randomly
took my invitation away, and ever since
then. Why have you never gone to Coney Island? You just never went?
I just never gone. I know, right? Isn't that weird? I never been either.
But I only lived there for 12 years. You were born and raised there.
Yeah.
That's a whole different fantasy. Yeah, I remember hearing about the Cyclone, which at one point was like the oldest standing wooden roller coaster in America. And I was like, could never be me. It's torn down now.
Is it torn down?
They tore down Cyclone when I lived in New York City, or at least shut it down. They were like, no more. It is completely made of wood.
Gag.
And of course, metal for the tracks. But like the structure holding it up is just wood. And I think the bottom half of the wood, is it over the water? Can you look that up, Jacob? It wasn't over the water. It was over sand. I was about to say the bottom half is just deteriorating wood underwater. No, never, not once.
Back to Wonder Woman. So Bob, Wonder Woman. So you know the rides that go like this. They go like this, and right. So this is Wonder Woman. It does that, but it goes at a full this. It doesn't go all the way around, but it goes to this way, right? It does that.
So you're looking at the sky.
You sit in like a wheel, because it's called the lasso. So you sit in a wheel facing the outside, kind of like that ride you were describing before. And that spinning.
So you're upside down at one point?
So there's the thing.
But when it goes upside down, you must be.
Yeah, like your head is to the ground. But no. It's also spinning while it's, so it's going, spinning this way and moving this way. And you're watching, I'm like, this is.
So it's rotating.
It's rotating.
And it is.
And then also. Oscillating. Is that oscillating?
Oscillating.
Penduluming.
Pendulum, you have to have like something hitting something.
No, pendulum is just when something swings this way. Pendulum swings both ways.
I don't know. I feel like the pendulum normally hits something.
No.
I know oscillating is like this.
Yeah, oscillating is that. But this is rotating. It's rotating and then penduluming at the same time. It's insane to watch. I'm like, I would never do that ride. And it's not even penduluming slowly, bitch. It's like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
I mean, as a rule, I only do the roller coasters that go over your shoulder and go forward.
You
gotta let me finish. I don't want to be upside down.
You don't like loop-de-loops?
No. I've gone upside down. It's not the
Rocket
end of the
has
world,
a loop-de-loop.
But I'm not going to be anything that's spinning around and flipping upside down. And
I want to ride a roller coaster with you. I just feel like the screams I would hear from you.
I don't scream. Why would I lie to you?
Okay, not scream like, ah! You're like, I don't. Ah! You're Bob.
I don't scream.
Jacob, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't do that. I don't scream at all on roller coasters.
I want to test that theory. Do you think you and I could have a video, one of those, you know those videos they have of two black, it's always two black friends. One either loses the wig and passes out, and what, that just Bob is like.
Also, I mean, I don't faint. You're the one who screams.
When do I scream?
There's a video of you jumping off a thing with a wig on going, can we pull that video up, please?
That's different. I thought I was falling to my death.
So you scream.
I never said I don't scream,
and
though.
I said, you're the one who said, when do I scream?
And I asked you. You told me, and I believe you. See how that works?
Whenever I'm the roller coaster, I'm pretty chill. It's usually me, like, there's some grunting and grinding of my teeth. But typically speaking, I do not. I'm not a screamer on a roller coaster.
What I
say woo a lot.
Woo!
I do love, like, woo!
Okay, can we go for the Patreon? I think this could be a Patreon exclusive. Let's do it this way, because we both got long ass songs. Where you and I get some, we'll get a videographer, we'll go to Six Flags, and we'll get flash passes, because I don't wait any lines. And you and I will do some rides together, because I want to test this theory of you don't scream. So, and you know what? Let's wait till you get your new little vocal cords. We're going to test them out on Six Flags.
Well, considering that we're not doing it in the next 2 weeks, so yeah, I imagine that we're going to wait until I get
my new vocal cords. We could, bitch. We can do it tomorrow.
I'm busy.
What you doing Friday?
I'm filming a TV show.
Sunday?
Recovering from filming a TV show.
Okay, what I also love at theme parks, and I know you love this too, funnel cakes.
Yeah, I love funnel cake. Funnel cake is
funnel
great.
Funnel cakes are fucking everything. But the ones at theme parks, though, they just hit different. Because they at Six Flags, they do the churro funnel cakes. And churro funnel cakes, and they put a little caramel sauce and the other little accoutrements on it. It's so good.
Can I tell you what I really love when they do the scary stuff at, when it's haunted, like haunted horror nights or spooky, kooky, spooky Disney night or whatever?
I'm not like, ooh, I want that. I'm not like, it's just whatever. Because nothing really changed. They just put fucking cobwebs on everything.
No, they walk around in costumes. They open up, they have like several haunted houses.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been to a haunted house.
Universal does like several haunted houses. And I went through like all of them with when I was on Work the World. We in Florida, we went to like every single haunted house. And it's always interesting who you go with. Like, I actually like going with the screamers. Like, the ones who scream, they're the funnest ones to go through with.
I guess.
Folks who are chill are not fun to go through haunted houses with. It's not fun.
One time I went and Work the World Europe, and Naomi and I were on the same tour, and it was one of those double-decker buses. And everyone was downstairs playing video games, and she went upstairs, whatever. And then I finished. I went upstairs to go ask her something, and she was in her bunk, right? So she's on her phone, and she had her curtain, like, closed. Not all the way, like, just to hair, so you could still see her face out. And I was not trying to be spooky and scary or whatever, and I was just like, I just walked up. I wasn't, like, sneaking around. I peeked, hey, girl. She let out the biggest scream. Like, I was fucking murdering her. But she's like, oh, my God! And I was like, Naomi.
I can't imagine them screaming.
Ask her. We always talk about it. She always like, Monet, you really got me. I was like, I wasn't trying to scare you.
I can't.
I was asking you something.
Yeah. I remember whenever I get scared, it's never from jump scares. What scares me the most is when something is, like, if something is not in a place, I turn around and then there's something there. That scares me. But people jumping and grabbing me almost never scares me. But someone appearing out of nowhere every single time, almost every time I get on an elevator, someone's in there, it scares me.
Elevator? You're just not anticipating everyone. But no one was there. But you didn't see no one being not there before. So it's.
But I wasn't expecting is what it is.
Got it.
Like, it's not about seeing. It's like, if I'm just turning around, I'm not expecting someone, and they're all of a sudden there, it scares me.
Got it. Okay.
There's this. Right. I remember I there's this one lady in my building. Every time I see her when I come out of the elevator, I get scared. And she's like,
building here?
Me and Ezra's building. Oh. And I think she thinks I'm doing a bit.
But she's like, oh, this is our thing.
No, she's like annoyed. She's like, really?
She said that?
Yeah, one time she was like, really?
No.
And I was like, yeah, really, bitch, you scared me.
Not
I
just
said,
really.
I said, sorry, I got scared. What do you want? That's what I said.
I've never dabbled in like.
What? My favorite, it's a fair. It's food for a street fair or something. The best. When I get the most excited at street fair, I see corn on the cob with all the cheese and the chili powder and the butter.
No.
That is the best street fair snack ever.
The only Mexican food I don't like is
the corn?
Yeah.
Really?
Mexican corn. I do not. Elote. I do not. I don't like that, like, Parmesan cheese and the cojita cheese.
And the chili and the lime sauce is so good. When I see that, I'm like, I don't care what diet I'm on, I will eat that.
No.
Every single time.
Do you know what I got?
What?
I shouldn't tell you. Because you're doing so well in your little diet.
You can tell me.
And then I had a bet, and the bet was that if he won, I would get him Levain cookies. I got Levain cookies. They were right at my house today.
Oh, that sounds amazing. There's Levain here?
No, you can order them and they send them overnight to you. Bitch.
Levain cookies.
I opened the box and they were still warm.
Concerning. probably they were waiting outside for your couch for 3 hours. What I noticed is Levain cookies, they're these cookies, they're like biscuits.
Bitch. They're the best cookies I've ever had in my life. Would you agree? Except for the ones Patty bought to that thing that time.
Yeah, Patty's little secret cookies.
He showed me where they are.
Why would he tell us?
Because it's for the House of Exchange only.
Anyway, I don't want the cookies.
Do you engage in fair stuff? Like, I never got into like the squirt gun thing. Okay, there's a big culture of people. Kim loves this. She loves fair, like, stuffed animals. Kim is also really good at claw games. Have you seen Kim do claw games?
No.
She gets it almost every time.
We did her birthday party, and I did see her when we split apart for a second. She came back with a bunch of prizes.
She's good at the claw game, but there's a specific skill. But at fairs and stuff, I don't like shooting the thing or throwing the rings or shooting the basketball. I don't get into that.
I love it. I do not like stuffed animals.
Same.
They're such a waste of space. Same. And I'm not interested in having them in my home.
Same. I don't like
them. But I do like winning them. And I'll give them someone.
Well, Justice, you're just competitive. You like winning at anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not competing against anyone. It's just like me competing myself.
Right.
But I do like to win, and I like to give it to a kid at the fair. They always love that. If you win a big teddy bear and give it to a random kid, they go crazy.
Oh, mister, super cool.
And I say, did you just misgender me, little shit?
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine me versus a little kid?
Okay, because I don't want to, you know, Pixie takes everything so personally. I went to Disney because Pixie loves Disney. Again, I'm not a Disney gay. And bitch, we went, Bob, you know, Pixie is very, she had a schedule. We got a this. Pixie had a little mom.
She vacationed like a lesbian.
Pixie vacations like a lesbian.
Yeah.
Bitch, we left LA at 7 a.m. We were at Disney from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Nightmare.
A full day.
Nightmare. That's a full-time job.
A full-time job.
Bitch, there were employees who came and went while you were there.
I know. And
their employees like, these niggas still here?
And Disney was cute. The best rides were, though, the Incredicoaster. It's like the only like real like roller coaster they have, which was really fun.
Did you see the Roman characters?
The who?
The Roman character, like Mickey Mouse and stuff out there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't engage in that.
Do you know like the rules about these characters?
What?
They cannot take their heads off under literally any circumstances. Do you know about this?
No.
Literally, there is not a single circumstance.
That's not true.
That
I mean, probably is true, but
this is 100% true.
If there's something going down and I'm Mickey, bitch, I'm taking my fucking head off. What you gonna do? Fire me? Bye. Yes,
that's what they'll do.
So Lex, there's like a fucking, what do you say? Literally no circumstances.
Literally no circumstances. There is not a, if you vomit in your helmet, you have to, I'm telling you, this is
no
true.
Way.
Yes, it is real. Jacob, click, clickety, clackety.
Can we have a Disney employee?
First of all, a Disney employee would never, if they want to keep their job, they would never come in here and say this.
Can y'all chime in the comments and let us know. Bitch, go ahead.
That's true.
There is literally no reason.
Jacob just saying it's true. I don't know what Jacob know.
The thing to consider, though, is any time there's a character walking around, they're really close to a tunnel or someplace to get backstage. So it's not like if you throw up in your helmet, like you have attendants. Like there aren't characters who are just like, if you throw up in your helmet, you're not gonna wander around with the vomit for like half an hour trying.
Right. To die. But bitch, it best if I throw
it
my.
It depends if you're sick or something. I don't know. But what I will say is, there is literally no excuse, and they have these really strict schedules. So like Mickey Mouse will never bump into Mickey Mouse. So if Mickey Mouse ever bumps into another Mickey Mouse, you're both fired. If you trip and fall, your head cannot come off. You also are not allowed to go out publicly and say that you are Mickey Mouse. You have to say like I'm a friend of Mickey Mouse, but you can't say I do Mickey Mouse at the park.
They better have fans in there. I'm sure they have fans keeping them cool because there's no way those things are cool.
They're also incredibly expensive, and the color of Mickey Mouse's shoes are this like super duper specific color of yellow that is owned by Disney. Also, do you know this? Disney World is larger than Manhattan.
Yeah. We talked about this on the podcast before.
That is crazy.
It's pretty big.
Disney World is larger than Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's wild. There are 9 million people in Manhattan.
Is it?
Roughly.
It was 6 million.
It's 6 or 9 millions. There are millions of people in Manhattan.
Millions of people probably go to Disney World a day.
Not 9 million.
Probably. Six. How many, what do you think is the average visit to, I'm going to say 2 million.
A day?
A day.
I think they probably get around 500,000.
I'd say 2 million. Jacob, see if you can figure it out. That'd be great.
Population of Manhattan. Manhattan has a population of.
What?
I don't think in New York City. I guess New York has a population of 9 million. Manhattan's 1.6 million.
Oh, wow.
There's no way that Manhattan has, I think Manhattan has like 6 million visitors a day or something. Two people commuting through and stuff like that, maybe. But anyway, 1.6 million people.
Disney World keeps all their statistics private, but on their website it says an average of 250,000.
Oh, yeah.
8.4, yes, 9 million people live in New York City.
Do you know that Miley Cyrus rented out Disney for her birthday? The one in LA. So not Disney, not World.
World.
Disneyland. Land. How much do you think it costs? How much do you think it costs Miley Cyrus to rent out Disneyland from 6 to close? How much do you think that is?
When do they close? Well, that's an important fact.
She had it from 6 to close.
When do they close?
I think they close at 11.
So 6 p.m. to
5
11.
Hours.
I mean, it probably costs her
I'd say $1 million.
Probably close to $1 million, if not, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably also had, it was probably like pared down too.
Yeah, I'm sure like they probably have every ride over. She probably like gave them like a list of like
it was rides like gay nights.
Probably.
Miley nights.
$1 million. Honestly, bitch, I watched an interview of her talking about like Miley's, about Hannah Montana, how that really fucked her up, like growing up. And I was like, damn, I can't imagine. It was really engaging.
We go to Model Land?
Tyra Banks' place?
Yeah.
It never launched.
I don't think it ever, I said, would you go to Model Land?
I mean, it wasn't anything that I need. It was like basically to give like an influencer experience. Like they'll give like a makeover, hair, makeup, and
maybe you can learn to take pictures, like a good picture.
Okay, maybe I could.
Could you use that?
I don't want to.
Is there like a theme park that you're like, this does not speak to you? I want to go to Dolly World too.
I want to go to Dolly World. I've heard about it. I've never went.
Dolly Land.
Dolly World. No, Dolly Land. Dollywood.
Dolly Space.
There's also random ones like Hershey Park. Have you been to Hershey Park?
Isn't Hershey, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's the word. That's a little.
That's where Peppermint's from.
Peppermint's from Hershey?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That's like the old chocolate peppermint.
Her town and her pronouns, the exact same. Hershey. I thought that was pretty good.
But there's Rye. Oh my God, have you been to Rye Playland in New York?
Rye Playland?
Uh-huh. It's not upstate. It's some like white plains.
Absolutely not.
We went in, that was our field trip.
Why I gotta be white plains? No, I don't do it. I mean, I've never been to like a Ren Fair. I used to go to the State Fair when it came to Columbus, Georgia.
Not all State Fair, that is so Southern. We didn't have State Fairs in New York. At least I don't think so.
Well, you have to have a space. Like the State Fair is in like a mass, like so the State Fair would be in the parking lot of the convention center. So the whole parking lot would be turned into the State Fair. And I remember we would mow yards, we'd cut grass in the neighborhood to be able to raise enough money.
To go to the State Fair?
To go to the State Fair.
But and what's at the State Fair?
Ferris wheels, cotton candy, funnel cake, the games, entertainers, the people who guess your weight and stuff. The other thing at Six Flags when I was younger in high school, there was a big thing where Six Flags made this rule that to work at Six Flags, you cannot have cornrows,
work
dreadlocks,
girl, so many places,
or an afro.
Listen, if your ass is black, you cannot work here.
I mean, it was a huge controversy. They were like, if you and I think braids was on the list too.
I'm sure, bitch. That ain't nothing new.
Isn't that wild?
Sounds about 2015.
I said when I was in 2015. Okay, yeah. You see, I heard you say some 19 shit. I did say high school. I don't know when you think I went to high school.
1992?
I did not go to high school in 1992. I went to high school in the year 2000.
You look like you could have been in high school with your 6'2" ass.
I first started high school 21 years ago.
Ew.
Ew. There are a lot of people that listen to this podcast who went to high school over 21 years ago. You think they're gross too?
You know, one of my favorite patrons, I always see her comment, is Mary Jill.
Yeah, from Georgia.
I'm kind of such a
major. Hi, Georgia. Do you know that quote? It's lots of Benelli on QVC. And someone's like, hi, my name's Amber. I'm from Georgia. She goes, hi, Georgia.
You know this podcast with Monet, not Mateo, right?
Okay. That's why I asked you. Mateo would know already.
I know what I'm saying.
Hi, George.
Bobby. Of course I know that quote. I love Liza.
I'm like, well, you know. Is that your Liza, your Mateo impersonation? Who do you think you do the best impersonation of?
Monet Exchange.
Outside of yourself, Monet.
I don't know. Probably Whoopi Goldberg.
You do a very good Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Your Whoopi is chef's kiss.
Whoa.
A compliment. I do not do a very good Whoopi Goldberg. I do a great Monet Exchange doing Whoopi Goldberg. You always start by saying the same thing. We can say it on three. Start your Whoopi Goldberg. We're going to say it exactly. Three. Ready? One. Two, three.
Well, you know. That's what she always says on The View.
Well, you know.
Okay, so what do you think you've done that is controversial?
I don't think my opinions are controversial. I mean, I think that I engaged in some. Oh, I did one thing one time with some fans. I've been to a few times where I've been really mean to fans online.
Work.
Like there, if I don't like what someone's saying online, I'll just probably like. Tell instead of being like diplomatic and kind, mm-hmm. I'll just tell them shut up. I do that a lot online, actually.
Maybe, I mean, the thing that you did is controversial is you instigated the whole Tamisha Mann thing.
I mean,
you were very. It was you created that situation.
Absolutely. This sounds like when Trump said that Obama created ISIS. You actually
created it. I would say something. You would be very inflammatory, and you would definitely
created it.
Yes. For sure. I think that's something very controversial that you did.
I can see that maybe I inflamed the situation. I don't know that I created it.
Bob is big mad. I don't owe you my devotion just because my dick was in your mouth.
When I argue with that guy.
Your limp, musty dick. And you said, your limp, musty dick that you traveled to me to deliver, I ordered you like Grubhub, except it wasn't what I ordered.
That person was mad at me because I said, because of you. Because you and Azalea Banks fighting, then me jumping in, and then me and old hookup started fighting.
So why did you jump in?
You're right. I should have not done that.
You should mind your fucking business, bitch.
No, the next time I'm gonna let you flip flop and let Azalea Banks whoop that ass by your spot.
Azalea ain't whooping nothing over here, baby.
Yeah, I saw you
retweet. She was gathered.
I saw that you retweeted her
recently. That shit is so funny. Gays are appropriating horse culture with ketamine and harnesses. That shit is so funny. She is fucking crazy. You know, she's just in her house making soap, married to the Jewish guy she just married, and just spiraling. She's wild.
She's working.
Is she? I mean, she just did the queue in New York City. I was like, work. That's interesting.
What do you mean interesting?
That the gay bar would hire Zayn Max of everything she said? She did Evita 3 weeks
ago. She also did Bushwick.
That's what it was. She did Bushwick. Yeah. I'm like, that is crazy. Gays are rotted, filthy faggots that are going to die in a rotten of AIDS and crazy.
She made some points. Chiquitita had this great video online where she goes, guys, I just saw, I don't want to misquote it, so I will just play it for you. Big shout out to Chiquitita, who is an amazing drag performer based out of and I'm probably saying her name fully wrong, but this video tickles me.
So a lot of people don't know this, but Azalea Banks was at Bushwick this weekend, and I had the chance to talk to her backstage. She was really nice, though. Like, she was mad sweet. And at one point, she was like, oh, you're never going to be a woman. You're never going to pass. And she made some points. So a lot of
people don't know this, but... Work. Yeah, I was gassed. All right, she's headlining at Bushwick. I was like, work.
Work. Anyway.
She did Evita, really? Maybe I don't think that's true.
No, she played Evita. In a recent production of Evita.
Work. Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
I love you very much. We had an awkward end there, but we circled back around.
It wasn't awkward.
Of course, I knew you were going to say it wasn't awkward.
I think this is kind of like a conflict resolution. I feel like you feel things and you begin to project things from what you've done onto me.
Well, awkward is a matter of opinion.
Right.
So something can both be awkward and not awkward. So I think... Typically on our podcast, we'll like, this is not an argument. It's just a little awkward. Like, for example, if I'll say something like, I love apples. And then you and I will both riff about apples. Mm-hmm. But it's awkward when like, say something.
The floor is wet.
Work.
Well, no, but no, that's not what happened. That's awkward. You asked me, you were like, tell me, I can talk about my thing. I was like, no, you said I'm controversial.
Then you said, you are very controversial. You're not controversial. You know
no, what? No, that's not why. See, you said... you said, am I, he's like, I'm not a controversial person. I was like, no, you're very controversial. And you were like, how am I controversial? You said something else. I was like, you're right. You're not controversial. You're not controversial. And you were like, Monet, you just said, I was like, I just thought about it. How is that awkward? I think you may be projecting your own thing onto me.
I did not say that you thought it was awkward. Well, I would say it's awkward from my perspective.
Okay.
I didn't say Monet thought this was awkward. And that would be, how would I know that? I would have no way of saying that.
I think it was a normal flow of conversation like we normally have on the podcast, and then you have made it into a little thing. Because I genuinely was just, I didn't think anyone think it was strange.
I made it into what kind of thing?
Whatever that was that you felt.
What did I make it into, though? What do you mean, like I made it into a thing?
You made it into something that you felt like was awkward. So whatever that was, I didn't have any parts in that. I was just engaged like we normally do on the podcast.
You're just over there on your own.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle.
On my own.
Anyway, bye.
Peace.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.